Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says people will have to be patient to get the full story behind Saturday night's bombing in Manhattan that injured 29 people in one of the city's busiest neighborhoods. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo spoke with reporters about the blast.
A bomb exploding in New York is obviously an act of terrorism, but it's not linked to international terrorism. In other words, we find no ISIS connection, etc. But a bomb going off is generically a terrorist activity.
The New York blast came hours after a pipe bomb exploded in New Jersey, 135 kilometers away. No one hurt there, and de Blasio and Cuomo have said there is no evidence linking the two incidents. In the city of St. Cloud, Minnesota, a man in a private security uniform stabbed 9 people. Happened at a shopping mall also Saturday night. He's been identified as 22-year-old Somali-American Dahir Adnan. He was shot and killed by an off-duty policeman. Rick Thornton is with the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
We are currently investigating this as a potential act of terrorism. And I do say potential. There's a lot we don't know.
Islamic State claimed responsibility. None of the victims suffered life-threatening injuries. In the Central African Republic, at least 20 people were killed in an attack that began Friday by suspected former Salika Muslim rebels. The attack occurred about 350 kilometers north of the capital, Bangui. Car descended into chaos in 2013 when Salika fighters seized power. This is VOA News.